Welcome to the Princeton Laxcast. Jerry Price here with Princeton head men's lacrosse coach Matt Madelon. And coach, welcome.
Happy to be back.
So a rough start to the Ivy League season for the Tigers, 0-2, as they lost to Yale last Saturday in New Haven, and then coming up Saturday at Brown for a very big game between two teams that really need a win. Where are you right now as you are a third of the way through the Ivy schedule?
Yeah, we're really disappointed. You know, we haven't been playing very, you know, we haven't played good lacrosse for about 2 weeks now. We've had a couple good practices sprinkled in there, but consistency is the name of the game for us as a staff. And, you know, it's something that's been hurting us all year. So we're looking forward to really, you know, keep putting in good works, keep taking steps forward, many steps to go, but one at a time. So, we're disappointed with how our team's playing and how they're executing, and we're going to work our tails off to get it right.
So there are coaches when they go through situations where, you know, it's a struggle that they have a lot of different theories. And one of the theories is to stay focused on the big picture, which is, you know, to get where we want to be, we have to do X. So it doesn't do us any good to do this if we don't do all of this. And then the other end of the spectrum is, you know, what John Thompson always said when he was the basketball coach here is, worry about the next possession. Just worry about the next possession. And then the one after that. And then don't worry about anything else until you have to worry about it. So there's a lot of those are two different ends of the spectrum, and there's a lot of middle ground. But you know, what's your basic coaching philosophy?
Tell you the truth, you know, we're never going to forget about the bigger picture. But at the same time, with 18 to 22 year old guys, you know, and the focus level, you got to really hunker down and focus one play and one possession at a time. So. You know, we're still in the midst of shifting a lot of things here, you know, within the program. So big picture is always on the mind, but you got to, you know, we're all coaches on this staff are one small step at a time and keep building on that. So a little bit of both.
Do you ever listen to the Laxcast after we record it? Do you ever, like, actually listen to what it sounds like?
I have. I used to, actually. I haven't recently. I get good feedback from my wife, Ashley. So, She's a harsh critic.
So I decided last week I was going to listen to it, and what I concluded is that, one is I say, you know too much. You know. So I'm trying to eliminate the you knows.
And the other thing, I didn't pick up on that.
And the other thing I realized is I talk over you a lot. Have you noticed that?
I haven't. No, I haven't, actually. So, but I'll keep an eye out for it. I'll warn you if you're doing it.
So I'm being very cautious right now, not to say you know, and very cautious not to talk over you.
Probably won't be a fun Laxcast, though.
So let's talk a little bit about the Yale game, because, you know, got off to a slow start, and lacrosse is an interesting game because, to me, it's almost – there's parallels, obviously, between lacrosse and hockey and lacrosse and soccer and lacrosse and basketball, but to me, one thing that I've always found about lacrosse that's similar to baseball – did you ever play baseball?
I did. I actually love baseball. My father groomed all of us as young baseball players. I actually played all the way up until right before high school. Darien baseball. I grew up in Darien, Connecticut, and it couldn't cut it. And that's not a shot. They're outstanding now, but it wasn't a very strong program.
Well, I'll get back to the baseball connection in a second. But when did you end up playing lacrosse for the first time?
So I played lacrosse for the first time in third grade. I was a chubby right-handed attackman. I was not very good. I didn't love it. I actually loved playing baseball. So I actually stopped playing lacrosse in fourth grade and then did not pick it back up until eighth grade. And then I was an attackman for half the year and a goalie for half the year, and then, you know, kind of never looked back as a goaltender.
What was it about being a goalie that drew you to it?
I was the fourth or fifth attackman, and we only had one goalie, and, you know, I had decent hands, and I saw the ball pretty well, and for some reason I was a knucklehead enough to not have fear of this hard rubber ball, and went in there, was able to make some saves. So I think my friends kind of kept pushing me to do it.
Really, for me, the first lacrosse goalie I ever saw play a lot was Scott Bacigalupo, and that's not a good first person to see, because you start to sense that everybody plays that way.
Yeah, and saves everything.
If you don't know who Scott Bacigalupo is, he's a Hall of Fame goalie who was the most outstanding player of the 92 and 94 Final Four, and he's Princeton's all-time leader in saves. And there are many, many people who think he's the best college goalie of all time.
Yeah, he's special.
He was also the first one I ever saw play, so I figured everybody was like this. But one thing I remember thinking to myself is, who in the world would ever want to be a lacrosse goalie? And then in second grade when my son raised his hand and wanted to be a lacrosse goalie. I had to give him a dirty look and be like, are you yeah. you serious? Are you sure about this? But the idea of stepping in front of, you know, the ball, there's one, you know, that's not too bad. When you step, you know, people are shooting the ball as hard as they can, and that's a hard ball, and, you know, they're close to you. And like, what is, how do you not flinch?
You flinch. I think any goalie would be lying to you if they said that ball doesn't hurt.
All right. Well, how do you not like cover up in a ball and start to?
Because you know it was. You know, I had a goalie coach named Paul Burke back in the day who coached. He was an assistant at Darien High School. He's an outstanding lacrosse coach. And there's that tendency when guys come around the net for young goalies to like duck their head or tighten up. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, you're going to get hit whether you're looking at it or not. So you might as well try to stop it." And as simple as it is, I've said it to our goalies a handful of times. I mean, you're in there, you're going to get hit with it. And it is in the job description. You know, we play the position here to put yourself in the right position to get hit by as many balls as possible.
Well, my son's case, when he was in fifth grade and sixth grade and seventh grade and eighth grade, and even into high school, he would take so much pride in the bruises that would be all over his legs by the end of the year. And I think that you have to have that kind of a mentality, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I'm not sure I was ever showing them off like trophies, but I think I did a good job avoiding getting hit by the ball when I was a young goalie. I also think it's tough. You know, when you see those goalies step in at second grade, it's not a skilled sport at that age. Players aren't aiming the ball, so therefore it's difficult for the goalie position to be a skilled position at that age. So I always encourage young goalies to play different positions until you get to about the sixth grade level.
He never played the field again after second grade. But
Worked out for him.
I also think that when you are a goalie starting out at that age, they're not shooting as hard, so it doesn't hurt as much. So I think it, like, in some ways, when you start younger, you can develop sort of good habits in terms of not, you know, turning away from, I mean, you know, again, every the chest protector, the helmet, everything's in front of you, so you might as well not turn away from the ball.
You're absolutely right.
So let's talk about your current goalie, Tyler Blaisdell, who is in rare air here in Princeton now with 40 or more career starts. Not a lot of goalies have done that. One of them is Peter Cordray, who's Emmett Cordray's dad.
Who made an outstanding handful of saves in our alumni game this year.
And he also is 10th all-time in saves now at Princeton. So he's had he's played a lot. He's had some very big moments. And when you have a game like last week, and I'm still got to get back to the baseball part, but when you have a game like last week where and one thing he's done a great job of in his career is when the shots from the other team have gotten into the 40s and 50s, he's seen a lot of shots coming at him, and he's stood in there, and he's made some big – he has a lot of games where he's made big numbers of saves in the face of what becomes just a shooting gallery.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tyler's done a good job for us. We always want more out of the young guy. Consistency is key for us. So, look, we're just not happy with anyone on that side of the ball right now. We just got to play a lot better system-wise, individually. And that goes everything from, you know, short sticks to poles to close defensemen to goalies. And, look, Tyler had – what did he end up with, 18 saves? No matter how you shake it, that's an outstanding day. And he really did. I mean, he bailed us out. We probably should have given up a handful of more goals if it wasn't for Tyler. So we're grateful to have him backstopping. We keep pushing the young guy, and hopefully, you know, he can get hot over these next handful of weeks.
Going into the last minute of that game, he had made more saves than the team had taken shots, which I can't imagine happens too often. I can't remember a game where that's ever happened. But
yeah, I'm not proud of that stat.
My baseball analogy is baseball is a game of firsts. You want to throw the first strike, get the first out, that kind of first runner on base. And I think in lacrosse, the similarity is you want to get the first stop. You know, let the other team have the first possession, and you want to get the first goal on your possession. So when the other team has it, I've always thought this is the best way to play lacrosse, is lose the opening faceoff, settle 6-on-6, have a very good defensive possession where everybody on the offensive side touches the ball, so everybody on the defensive side gets involved, have them get a little impatient, take a shot. That's an easy save for the goalie. If you can do that, I think everybody gets a lot of confidence right off the bat. What happened the other day against Yale is within the first 30 seconds of the game, they won a faceoff. There was a scramble. They end up with somebody who's a good player, but not one of their stars, run into the goal. He cashes one in, 1-0 after the first possession, and then 4-0 all of a sudden. And I think there's the baseball piece is that it is a game of firsts in some ways.
Look, there's a lot of emotion and momentum in games, and that's why we love coaching these this sport, and that's why we love coaching these games. But you're spot on. You know, that first possession, you know, they win it back off the faceoff. We create a scrum. We get the timer in the clearing game to probably about 28, 29 seconds. Armand Magalchi steps up on the corner to try to keep him out. Unfortunately, by doing that, we compromised the middle of the field. I'd wish that timer went off. We'd have to look at that on tape again. But, you know, and then we give up an opportunity where it's a transition goal. And, you know, the first stop is very important. And as a goalie, I know I was always in my own head about I got to make the first one. I got to make the first one because I felt like it would get me off and running. You know, and I know every goalie out there in the country puts that pressure on them. The best way to alleviate that pressure on every goalie in the country is for the defense to be really buttoned up and manufacture that stop as a whole. So that would be a wonderful way to start the game. Same thing, you know, adversely on the offensive side.
So, you know, Yale was in control most of that game. We got it to 7-4 at halftime, but Yale scored four more in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. And not to dwell on that game, but there, you know, the bright spot, I thought, was George Bond and his performance on Ben Reeves. And he really wiped him out from the middle of the first quarter until the end of the fourth quarter. And Reeves tucked in two late ones. But before that, when Bond was guarding him, he had nothing. No goals, no assists.
George is wonderful. He's a big, strong, athletic kid. He matched up well against Reeves.
Reeves is bigger than you think.
He is, and he's deceptively fast, too. He's a really good lacrosse player. He's really smart. The way he dodges certain angles, how he makes others around him a lot better. But, yeah, we were happy with George. George went in, did his job, did exactly what we asked of him. You know, so we need more guys doing that.
The challenge this week is Brown. At Brown, so it's another road trip for the team. Brown is a team that beat Princeton in the Ivy League tournament last year. Princeton winning the regular season game, scored a lot of goals against Brown last year in the two games. But in the second game, Brown's goalie, even though he gave up some goals, as a freshman last year, Phil Goss, he had a great game against Princeton. Really was the main reason Princeton got knocked out of the Ivy tournament. He's back as a sophomore. He's having a very good year. Also a strong faceoff team, a team that turns it over a bit, tries to score a lot, puts a lot of pressure on you. Should be a very big challenge.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mike Daly and his staff do a nice job up there. They're still changing the culture and getting their guys playing, you know, more of a fast-paced way. The way Mike, you know, the way Coach Daly did it over at Tufts. Look, they're a good team. They've got talent, you know, up the middle of the field. Like you said, they're good at the face-off X. They're good in goal. And I think you can see, you know, a lot of trends in lacrosse right now. You've got to be really strong up the middle of the field to be successful. So, look, they've got a lot of other complementary pieces. We're absolutely looking forward to getting on that bus and getting up there and getting it right for Princeton lacrosse.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have the game against Penn 2 weeks ago where that was a frustrating game. The game last week was also frustrating. Now you're in a situation where you can't wait for the week to fly by so you can get back up there and try to play again and what's the mentality at that point?
That's the exact mentality. Our guys are chomping at the bit to prove that they can play this game well and disciplined and tough and, you know, and just get back to, you know, putting shots in the back of the net and manufacturing stops. So I think our guys are excited. And like I said earlier, you know, many steps to go, but one small step at a time. And we've had two good practices this week and we're looking to have, you know, a handful of more.
Princeton Brown is a 1 o'clock start. I forgot to look.
Yes, 1 o'clock.
Okay, so it's 1 o'clock at Stevenson Field in Providence. I did look at the weather, sunny and 58 degrees, so it should be a great day for lacrosse up in Providence. The game is on the Ivy League Network. You can also hear it on the TuneIn app and on WPRB FM 103.3. Cody Crucial making the trip to do a little play-by-play.
Excited for it.
So it's Princeton Brown, and we'll be back next week to talk about that game. Going out of league after that against Stony Brook. And then the trip to Siena before coming back into the league for three more. So a lot of lacrosse coming up for Princeton, but a huge game Saturday in Providence. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Princeton Laxcast this week.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Tried not to talk over you too much. I think I did it once or twice.
Did a wonderful
job. Tried not to do it too much.
Felt good today.
And there were some you knows, but not too many. So just constantly working on it. So that's what happens when you go to the tape and you review things.
You got to go to that. Look, that's, you know, you got to continue to coach yourself and get better. Self-evaluate.
So for Princeton head coach Matt Madelon, Jerry Price, thanking you for being with us, and thank you once again for your support of Princeton men's lacrosse.